We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 440 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our weekend in Auburn. We had so much fun, so we're going to talk about all of those shenanigans. And in the middle of recording the episode, Mississippi State's baseball coach got fired. So, as always, a little baseball news in there. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. In April, we did a spring fling episode where we talked about some things we were really looking forward to in the springtime. We also had an interview with our friend Annie B. Jones about her new book, Ordinary Time, and it was Love Q&A month. So, we're so excited about what's coming up in May. It's always your best bet if you would like first dibs at live show tickets. And speaking of live show tickets, our tickets for San Antonio actually go on sale to our Patreon people today, Wednesday, and they will go on sale Thursday, that's May 1st, for our non-Patreon listeners. So be sure to check out our social media, and we'll have a public link on Patreon as well. Alrighty, everybody, hope you enjoy episode 440. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, we've had ourselves a big time, haven't we?
Listen, we really have. I mean, when I rolled in to San Antonio and was finally home a little after midnight last night, I was like, man, I lived a lot of lives in just about a 48-hour time period.
I know, like, wow. I thought this morning I had to go return the keys for my rental car. I parked it there when I got, after I got y'all to the airport yesterday and David picked me up, but I had to go give them the keys this morning. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, this is what it feels like to be a high capacity person.
Yes.
This is what a high capacity person feels like all the time when they look back at their weekend, because there was not a second that was unaccounted for.
No,
there was not a moment's time that we wasted.
Not a moment. I mean, we packed a lot in. I mean, by the time we left, which we'll take you back through the weekend. By the time we left, I was like, I had been on a boat today. You know, like,
it felt like kind of an achievement.
It did.
We worked a boat ride in to the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We really did a lot.
We did. And we started off separate because I went to Baton Rouge on Friday. I was speaking at the National Association of Junior Auxiliary Conference, or Junior Auxiliaries Conference. And I grew up in a town with a junior auxiliary, which is like the smaller town version of Junior League, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just was exposed to such an array of bright spring fashion at that conference. It was,
yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, it was delightful. Uh-huh. But I drove to Baton Rouge, which is no small journey from Birmingham, but it's easier to drive it than to try to fly, because either you fly all day or you have to fly to New Orleans and rent a car. And so I drove to Birmingham, and I drove to Baton Rouge, and about the time that I got to Baton Rouge, you and Caroline got to Birmingham.
Yes. Yes.
And
Alex was, so we had, listen, we had our own things. Cause of course, listen, American Airlines, I'm going to tell you, if you're flying American Airlines out of College Station, what I'm going to tell you is it's more of a suggestion is what time that flight's going to leave. Don't believe that you can count on that flight leaving at that time. Mm-hmm. She's doing it again this week. So we'll see how that goes when she flies to Nashville. Mm-hmm. But it's just, so I laughed because Thursday night she had sent me a thing and she was like, well, and so it was like she was supposed to leave at 10. They had already let her know Thursday night, hey, you're not leaving till 12:30 at the earliest. We're not even going to pretend.
Yeah.
We're just going to go ahead and tell you straight up. And so then it got bumped to like 120, which meant that her connection in Dallas was going to be super tight. But then they moved it back to 1255. So okay. it was a journey. What I'm going to tell you is I was on an emotional journey as I was on my Southwest flight trying to get to Birmingham, because I knew she needed to get in town, or was hoping to get in town in time to go with Alex to his function that he had that night.
That's right.
But then I laughed because when Alex got to the hotel where we were staying to pick up Caroline, I was like, we were talking about your drive. And I said, how long is that drive? And he said, you know, Mel, it's one of those, it's about 6.5 hours, but it's one of those drives that feels like 12.
It's not that bad, but it's not necessarily a scenic drive, you know, like you go to Tuscaloosa, you go through Meridian where I grew up. You do go through Hattiesburg, so I had a Starbucks stop there. But then really, you know, you see the outskirts of a couple of places, but Picayune and Hammond, but it's a ways. It is a ways.
It's a haul. Mm-hmm. It's a haul. But you did it.
I did it. And I left after I spoke Saturday morning. I stayed for a little bit and I visited, and then I got in the car to leave. And when I saw that it was 6 hours from Baton Rouge to Auburn, I thought this may be one of the sillier decisions I've made. That I'm not only am I driving to Auburn right now, but I'm going to Auburn and probably coming in on two wheels to pick you up for a baseball game.
Yes.
So it ended up, though, it all worked out.
I mean, it really did.
I was listening to Emily Henry's new book. I'm still not finished with it, but I listened to it on the way to Baton Rouge. I continue to listen on the way to Auburn. And having a good book always makes it better.
Yeah.
And I had to stop a couple of times to get gas or go to the restroom or whatever. But it really ended up, just timing wise, it was totally fine. It was totally fine.
Yeah. So it really worked out. And you got there with time to spare.
I did.
So Caroline and Alex went to their thing Friday night. They had a good time. The children hung out, which is always fun.
Yes.
And then I had met Retha for dinner at Helen. And so Retha and I had a lovely dinner at Helen. We had solved all the problems, and they had just delivered our dessert, which was this, I can't even tell you, I'll think about it forever. It's this strawberry angel food cake type situation.
Oh,
and so
goodness.
It was like, so we'd already had the angel biscuits, which I laughed when I left that night. Caroline was like, hey, will you bring me some angel biscuits to go? And I was like, she was like, I feel like I'm going to need those when I get home tonight. And I was like, great. And so we had gotten our to-go angel biscuits. They were sitting there in a to-go box. And then they had brought us this dessert, which was like the consistency of the angel biscuits, but it was like a little strawberry shortcake situation with like a layer of cream. But it was like the perfect, because it wasn't too sweet. You know how sometimes like whipped creamy things can be too sweet. But I mean, it was like Retha and I both, I feel like we both tasted it and like saw God, you know, like it was just that moment of, wow, this is really good. And then I got a text from Caroline, and she was like, hey, are you and Retha still at Helen? Because Alex and I are thinking we'll come by. And so then the children came and met us, and they went ahead and dug into those to-go angel biscuits and finished them right there at the table.
I am not surprised.
No. So anyway, they had done that, and then we went back to the hotel. And so then Saturday, Caroline and I slept in, and then Alex came to pick us up to drive us to Auburn. And I'm going to tell you that after riding with both you and Alex this weekend, what I'm going to say is y'all are a family who enjoys some speed. You don't enjoy getting behind a slow car.
This is too. Also, this is another reason why I'm convinced that Alex is not a 7, but a 9.
Yes.
Because he shares my general demeanor in a car. I cannot stand being behind a car that will not go. Just go. And I thought this morning, Caroline Schenkel has seen me pass as many cars as Alex has, I think, just because I feel like anytime Caroline's in the car, I tend to get behind slow people, and it really affects me. It really bothers me. So I know I know you rode in the back seat on the way to Auburn, and I'm glad the Lord was merciful, and it was not too much for you.
It really worked out. It really worked out fine. But we made great time.
I'm sure you did.
You made great time.
Sure did.
And then they dropped me off at the Graduate where we stayed, which, oh my gosh.
I know.
One of the best hotels ever. I mean, just everything about it, every detail is so good. I just loved it. I laughed because I posted a couple of pictures and somebody from Fayetteville. So listen, don't shoot the messenger is what I'm telling you. And somebody's like, wow, Fayetteville really punted on that bathroom situation at our graduate.
I think the key to the graduate in Auburn is that they did not try to redo an existing hotel.
Yes.
They built it from the ground up. And so it's glorious. It really is the hotel of my heart. Yeah. I just, from the carpets and the hallways to the wallpapers to the tile to the fabric on the windows, it's so thoughtful. It is so well done. The only complaint I have, and I told Melanie and Caroline this yesterday, is whoever designed the showers, the doors only open in.
Yes.
And the thing to turn the water on then gets behind the door. So I think they should have opened the doors out or given the option to open out so that you could turn the water on and then back out without really having to defy physics to avoid getting wet with cold water.
With cold water. I totally agree. That was a flaw. And then I told you the lighting situation for a woman in her early 50s.
Yeah.
The lighting situation in the bath. I mean, they have a magnifying mirror, which I appreciated, but I did walk around a lot of the weekend hoping I didn't look like my Aunt Fina because I felt like I didn't have a good grasp.
Yeah. But you do have big windows. You can get good natural light during the daytime.
Yeah, you can.
But the bathroom lighting is a little dim.
It is beautiful. But even on the light fixtures in the bathroom, they have like talons, like eagles. So it was perfectly themed, but not too kitschy themed. It's just like, here's what I told Sophie. It's like staying in your Southern aunt's beautiful upscale home is what it feels like.
It
is. Just perfectly appointed details. That's so beautiful.
It's perfectly appointed. Everything is a nod to Auburn. Everything. I mean, that they have a Tumor's Oak embroidered on is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. Sorry.
They have a Tumor's Oak embroidered on the headboard of the bed. It's just thoughtful, but it's not at all campy.
No.
It's so good.
It's so good. So anyway, I got to my room. I was delighted by it. It was so beautiful. And so I sat there. I turned on the A&M Texas baseball game. We will speak no more of any of that.
That's fine.
But turned that on and then just waited. Then Caroline got back to get ready for Ella's. There was a pre-party and then there was a party. But then she came back to the hotel to get ready. And then about that time is when you got to the hotel. And then we dropped her off at Ella's.
Yes.
And then you and I left to go to the Auburn baseball game.
Which I will say, our friend McCray really came through for us because just texted her on a whim a couple of weeks ago. She works at Auburn and said, hey, you have any extra tickets for the game? She was like, I do. And so she had given us tickets, great seats in the stadium. And then she also gave us tickets to their new Hall of Fame club, which is underneath the stadium.
Yeah.
And you and I both went to that game so hungry.
Yes, that we did.
I don't know when a game time hot dog has ever felt more like a delicacy, but we Steph and Joey met us there and we all watched the game for a bit. And then we went down to the Hall of Fame club, which was just such a lovely little getaway. And then there's an area tucked up under the stadium where you can get Cokes and waters and ice cream. I loved it. And then we stayed till the very end of the game. It was the only one in the series that the Bulldogs won. So I was happy to see them victorious.
Yeah. And I loved the Auburn. Listen, I'm in love with Auburn.
It's really good.
It's so charming. It is just, it's so far. Now, I have not been to all the other SEC schools, but so far it is my favorite of all the SEC schools that I've visited. It's the perfect size. The shopping situation is fantastic. They have great little bars and restaurants. It's all so walkable and lovely. Yes. And you feel like you're in Stars Hollow. Like, it's so charming. And even sitting at their baseball field, like, I looked out and I was like, well, they have this little like twinkle light situation out in the outfield. Like, it's just, it's so charming. The music was so good. Everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
It was just, man, it was a great, I haven't even been to a game at Olsen Field this year. So to get to sit out at a baseball game with you, with the perfect weather, and with Joey and Steph, it was such a treat. And to have really one of the top three hot dogs of my life.
It was so good. So good. I know. And the thing that I think that's great about Auburn, and when did we turn into a podcast that was going to advocate for Auburn?
I mean, I don't know.
But,
listen,
but I will say, because, and Starkville's not dissimilar from this, mm-hmm. the integration of campus and off campus is seamless at Auburn.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is an aspect of that at State too, where off campus and on campus are sort of, you know, it's walkable and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But it just, I don't know, when you visit the town, you feel like you're really visiting the university.
Yeah.
Which I love a lot. Yeah. So anyway, the game was delightful. The Hall of Fame Club was delightful. And so right before we left, McCray said, "What are y'all doing after?" And we said, "Nothing." Yeah. And so we were going to meet her back at our hotel, but there was a wedding there, and it was there was a Kyo mother-daughter weekend. So when we were going up to the rooftop bar at our hotel, there was a line.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was really a crowd waiting to mm-hmm. get in. So we decided to go around the corner to the Auburn Hotel and go to, we watched at the end of the Auburn A&M game there back in the fall.
Yes,
in the
we
little,
did.
In the little jazz bar, but we weren't in the jazz bar part. We were in the other part. I can't remember the name of it. Mm-mm. But we went there and sat down and had just started to visit when somebody that McCray knows through the athletic department came in, a very famous Auburn alum.
Yes.
Who was a Major League Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer. He was in the major leagues for a long time. But Frank Thomas came in, who McCray has gotten to know. And anyway, he had two buddies with him, and they ended up sitting with us.
Yeah. And listen, it was what a time we had.
I mean, we really did, y'all. We had, you talk about two people who love sports.
Yes.
To suddenly be in the company of three men we had previously not met, but who'd all played college sports and a couple of them professional sports.
Yeah.
We had us a time.
We did. Mm-hmm. We solved, listen, y'all, we've solved the NIL problem.
We have solved the NIL problem. And we just need somebody to listen. But yeah. we have figured it out. I would say Frank Thomas has figured it out. And he shared with us what he's figured out. And I think it's a solid plan. I don't know what we do with it, but I think mm-mm. it's a solid plan.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas, y'all, has developed a line of spirits. And he has a vodka, which I realized once he told us about it, that they had it in the Hall of Fame Club. It was front and center on that bar. Do you remember that?
Like
they
had it. Oh, it was. You're right.
It was front and center on the bar.
We just didn't know.
But we didn't know. And so he ordered a cocktail with his peach vodka, which I can't tell you how much I'm not a vodka drinker. Mm-hmm. Like I can't tell you how much I don't care for vodka. But he had them make a cocktail with his peach vodka at the bar, and he told us to try it. And so McCray and Melanie and I said, okay.
Yeah.
So we all tried it. It was delicious.
Delicious. Peach flavor, but like a subtle peach.
Yes.
So not sweet.
Not sweet. Mm-mm. Delicious.
Yeah. So good.
So we ended up ordering one of those too.
Yeah,
and
we did.
We just visited and talked about baseball and talked about the NIL and mm-hmm. talked about Auburn and Mississippi State and
broke down all the current coaches.
Broke down
the situation.
All the current baseball coaches and the situations. It was so fun.
Yeah, it really was.
It was just what we had in our presence were, I mean, McCray is so fun to be around. And then mm-hmm. all three of those men were loved to visit. Like they loved to talk. And
yeah.
so we just had a big time.
Yeah, it was fun. And we'd all been in college at the same time. So
yes.
there was a lot of overlap. So some of them knew some guys that I knew from A&M
yes.
that played baseball. And so it was just kind of it was fun to sit and make all those connections.
Yes.
So.
And Frank Thomas was playing at Auburn when I was at State. And so, I don't know, it was just, it was delightful. We got home after 12:30.
We did. We did. We got home after 12:30, which I was like, well, I did not have that. I wasn't planning on that, you know, like a late
either.
Saturday night in a college town. But I'm going to say we walked back to the hotel and it was great. But there was a young man on the front porch. The graduate.
Oh, he's a cautionary tale, y'all.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. There was a bucket that he had missed and he was sitting in a rocking chair and he had his head in between his hands. And mm-hmm. listen, he'd had a great time somewhere earlier in the evening.
Yeah. He tried to run interference on that good time. He had a Sprite by his side.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And the mom and me wanted to say, what you're going to need is probably a Gatorade, not a Sprite.
Yeah.
But it was so comical because there again, the graduate is so pretty and so elegant. And I thought this really probably isn't the picture they want sitting on those rocking chairs on the front porch.
He was so sick.
He was so sick.
And I said yesterday when we were leaving Auburn that if somebody wanted to write a memoir about college life, they could call it Miss the Bucket because, man, I even yesterday morning when I went outside to wait on the car to come around, I saw that chair was empty and I thought, you know, I'm not going to sit there. I don't trust it. What's needed to clear out from that situation has cleared out.
And, no.
But it stands an in memorial for what he experienced Saturday night. It was, God love him. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, it was, he had also had a time.
Now, I will say I got the sleep of my life Saturday night because I didn't sleep well in Baton Rouge. And mm-hmm. so we had such a full day on Saturday that when I got in that bed Saturday night, and they do a masterful job. Listen, this podcast is brought to you by the graduate in Auburn.
Seriously. Would you like to sponsor us? Come stay again for free.
The way they make a bed, y'all, like mm-hmm. you get in that thing and those sheets are tucked in. Like it is.
Yeah.
You just can cocoon in that bed. And I don't think I moved until 7:30 the next morning.
No.
When my phone went dead because I'd left my charger in the car, but that's another story. And yesterday was our friend Ella's 21st birthday. So
It was. So Caroline rolled in. I'm going to say it was about, apparently Ella Ashby and Caroline ended the night at Eddie's and they got calzones, which... Mm-hmm. I really laughed because it's the college thing. Because Caroline was like, she said, yes, listen. She said, and I was like, here, I'm going to buy y'all calzones, round of calzones on me. And this is like 2:30 in the morning. And she said, Mom, those calzones were, it was $30. That was $30. And I was like, well, listen, when else are you going to get calzones at Eddie's at 2:30 in the morning? It's fine. And then yesterday at the airport, when we got to the airport after you dropped us off in Birmingham, I was like, do you want some snacks? And she was like, yeah. And I said, I bet this is about to be more than those calzones. And it was, we got $50 worth of snacks.
Oh, well done.
So it's all relative, but, she rolled in about 2:30 in the morning. So we slept as late as we possibly could. Cause I kind of slept on and off till she got home. And then we woke up, got ready. Cause then we had the birthday brunch
yes.
for the birthday girl.
We went to Lucy's in Auburn, which is just a delight.
Oh,
and
it was so
I would
good.
Like to talk for just a second, if we could, about, I've really thought about this a lot. Because I would argue that that appetizer they have, the pimento cheese that comes with that rustic bread that's been grilled, I would say it's not on the same level necessarily as Helen in terms of like, you know, Helen, you got that cane syrup butter that's just whipped. I mean, like just the way they serve it is just gorgeous. And
yeah,
but it was so delicious, that pimento cheese and that rustic bread. And then we had this donut.
That donut.
Oh my gosh. Which was just really, the actual donut didn't have anything on it other than a little powdered sugar, but they served it with this vanilla bean, like cream
glaze.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
It was so good. And when it came out to the table, I wasn't real sure. I knew we'd ordered donuts, but that's not what I was expecting.
It looked like a hush puppy.
It did look like a hush puppy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, is this whatever? But I'm going to tell you, it was there again, the perfect, it wasn't too sweet. And then you put some of that glaze, you just drizzled it. I'd eat 17 if you put them in front of me
I would
right
too.
Now. It was so good.
And I got a Bloody Mary, and I ask him again, I don't love vodka. So I ask him to go very, very, very light on the vodka, which they did. I mean, really, I should have just ordered like one without any alcohol.
Yeah.
But that Bloody Mary came with a stalk of celery, a full piece of bacon.
It was crispy. It was the crispiest piece of bacon. Mm-hmm. It was like kind of a little bit maple-y flavor.
Yeah. So good. A shrimp. And an olive and a lemon and a lime. It was its own appetizer. It was like, by the time our food got there, I wasn't hungry at all. I mean,
you know,
by the time our entrees got there. But it was Ella's roommates and, of course, Caroline, Ashby, Alex, Ella's boyfriend, and then Melanie, me, Casey, Steph, and Joey.
Uh-huh.
And It was lovely. We had such a good time.
It
made me kind of teary. Like I looked down the table at one point and there's Caroline and there's Ashby and there's Ella. And I'm like, well, look at the three of them.
I know. That's when we got to the airport last night, Caroline, they had some really cute pictures of the three of them from the night before. And then pictures with Alex, like the whole, and I was like, well, this is just like,
it's something.
It's the sweetest. See them all get to become friends. You know, obviously those three, but like for Caroline to get to be a part of that and like now to be such good friends with them is just the sweetest.
It really is. I was just like, it filled my heart. While we were at lunch, Casey had come to Auburn from the lake because they have a place at Lake Martin. And I said, are you going to the lake when you leave? And she said, I am. And she had a couple of things she had to do and her son was still there. And so I said, well, we may swing by the lake because we didn't kind of know what we were going to do with the time.
Yeah.
We had a little gap between the end of brunch and when y'all needed to be at the airport, and the lake is right on the way home. And so I said, we may swing by. She said, swing by. She said, I'm going to call Joel and tell him to fire up the boat and let's go for like a 30-minute boat ride. I said, perfect. So we got on the road and we stopped at Casey and Joel's place at Lake Martin, and then Ashby stopped came by too. And so that's how we ended up on a boat.
We did. Mm-hmm. Listen, I got to see Lake Martin, which I feel like I've heard all about.
Yes.
And Casey and Joel's lake house, because I know you love going there. And
I
I was so happy to like see it all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the perfect way to spend the afternoon. I was like, well, who would have? I mean, I don't know that I've ever gone from a boat. So I changed into like my cutoffs and a t-shirt. Wore them right on into the airport. And then I did change into some yoga pants because I was like, I can't wear shorts on a plane.
I know.
But, you know, it just feels not ideal. But but it was just so fun to be, because the weather was gorgeous. Lake Martin is everything it was billed to be. I mean, what a gorgeous place. Mm-hmm. It was great to get to see Casey and Joel and Ashby and get to catch up with them a little bit more. And it was just, man, it was the perfect Sunday afternoon.
Well, like Caroline said, we all needed a little wind in our faces. You know,
we
needed
did.
Some nature. I mean, I'd been essentially in that Ford Expedition I rented. I'd been in that longer than I'd been anywhere all weekend.
Yeah.
And we did sit outside at the baseball game, but we also, you know, just it was fun to be on the water and be in the sunshine. And it was delightful. And so we did that honestly for like 30, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Got back in the car. My goal was to have y'all at the airport at 6:00 and we pulled up at 5:58. It was perfection in terms of just the day getting filled, but getting ultimately where we needed to be on time.
Yeah. It was perfect timing. And it was great. Cause like we literally walked into the Birmingham airport. Caroline's flight was leaving first. And so I sat there with her until her flight was leaving and we got our $50 of snacks, that ended up being our dinner. Cause I was like, I don't know that either one of us are going to have a chance to eat during our connection, but we'd had so much for brunch. It was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Anyway, did that. And then, listen, our flights, both of us got home without a hitch, which was
so glad.
So nice. No, but we laughed cause for all that, you know, on the way to the airport where I'm like, hey, did you get your boarding pass? Did you make sure that your flight's on time? Did you whatever? And so she was flying American. I was flying Southwest. And on the way there, I'd flown through Dallas. So I just assumed that's what I was doing on the way home. I hadn't looked. I hadn't checked. I had just like loaded my boarding pass. So after I left her, because she was boarding her flight, I went and looked at the display to figure out where my flight was leaving. And I was like, well, there isn't a Southwest flight to Dallas. This feels problematic. Did I see something wrong? And then I looked and I was like, oh, I'm flying through Houston.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't talked about it, I feel like. Because we talked about you getting to go to Love Field.
Yeah, no, no, I was flying through Houston. I flew through Hobby. So I don't know how I missed that. But anyway, it worked out. But the clue for me was I thought there was a whole busload of boys that got off that got out of the bus when we were pulling up. And at first I thought some of them had on a Rice baseball, but then I realized they were Texas State baseball. So then I was like, oh, that would make sense that Rice is flying to Houston. Well, it was Texas State. Turns out they were flying all the way to San Antonio. But anyway, it was just, so I told Caroline, she was like, are you in Dallas right now too? Like during our connection, I was like, actually I'm in Houston. She was like, and you get on me for not.
I know you were preoccupied with making sure your baby was okay.
I know. Listen, so mom's gone mom.
My phone all of a sudden started blowing up. And the reason is because our baseball coach got fired.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
We were just saying we didn't think that would happen.
I know. We talked about it this weekend. But longtime assistant coach Jake Gautreaux, whose aunt and uncle sat by us at the baseball game.
Yes, they did.
Says he's a candidate to serve as interim head coach. And he has previously held that position. So, my goodness. I'll have to catch up on that after we record.
But yeah, I know what your afternoon's going to be now.
I just thought, why is all of a sudden my phone going crazy?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's
okay.
Why.
Wow. Interesting.
I'm sad for Chris Lemonis. You know, I mean, you always know that what people want to do is continue to win. So, whatever those factors were, I hope he finds a place where he is happy and at peace because...
Yeah. That's so interesting. Well, I just looked on Twitter and Kendall Rogers is like, I 100% agree with the change at the end of the year, but the timing is weird. The timing is weird, but maybe they want to jump on, you know, letting people know, hey, we're going to have this opening. And I don't know. That's an interesting deal. Listen,
What do I know? But I do think the timing is weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Aggies, we have LSU at home this weekend. And it feels like a must win. That feels like we're going to need to take two of those. I feel like we really have got our backs against a wall in terms of making it to a postseason. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Y'all still got time, though. You can still do it.
Listen, you love nothing more than to console me with the fact that we still have time for a lot of things. And I appreciate it. I appreciate, like, whatever. It was funny because today was my day. And last year I was so like, oh, if I can get my football seats moved up, I'm going to do it. And like today was my selection time at 1:35 and I didn't even go on to see because I was like, you know what? I'm in the shade and I'm good and I'm not spending any more money on this venture than I currently am. Well, and, you know, in the words of my friend Christy, my priority right now is no longer national championships so much as I'll be in the shade during the games. And so,
but you know, you've established it. You know, you've sort of settled it. I feel like that tees you up to be in a good spot.
It does. Because you know what's going to win every time? The shade. Every time the shade is going to win. So it works out.
Now, last week, this is not Auburn related or baseball related or anything like that. But last week, Hazel had an appointment at the vet. Melanie knows this already because we wanted to see if there were anything we could do for her. Additionally, for her arthritis situation, because it's gotten worse. I mean, in terms of just her, particularly her back legs have gotten more and more stiff. And she has a hard time. She even, like, if she's going down the hall, there are a few little spots where there's not a rug or something on the floor where she has to navigate the hardwoods. And she's like a little kid, like about to jump a puddle. She'll sit there for a second and kind of eyeball it.
And then
walk real fast across the hardwoods. Several of our listeners had mentioned one particular medication that it turns out she's not a good candidate for because she sort of walks on her knuckles when she can. And for several reasons, the vet didn't think that was a good choice. But there was another medication that the vet thought she was a good candidate for. And so she started her on that. And then she's also started her on another anti-inflammatory thing. And it has helped. I mean, like, just in the last week, we can see that it's helped her. You know, like a miracle cure, but she feels better. But I have to take her now twice a week to get shots. And when I took her Thursday to get her second shot, I thought,
oh man,
the Instagram live that nobody knows they want to see is me trying to wrangle Hazel to get a shot. And they even come to the car to give the shot. Like, I don't even have to take her in. And oh my word, I felt like I had wrestled a bear when it was all said and done. And she was so keyed up because she saw the person coming to the car and she knew that I was trying to hold her. She was so keyed up. She never knew she got a shot. Like, oh, that yeah. needle went in, out. She never had any idea, but she mm-hmm. was ticked at me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really had to come home and take some time to settle my own adrenaline.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I mean, I had to stretch out for a minute, just watch some TikToks. So I've got to do that tomorrow and I'm already dreading it. I mean, and David told her, he was like, because of course she knows what he said, mm-hmm. but he was like, Hazel, your mama sure does love you, that she would take you and get that shot and try to hold you down and mm-hmm. all the things. Listen, I'm going to take her back tomorrow and I'll take her back Thursday.
Listen, but,
oh, it was something else.
This feels like a lot. Mm-hmm. This feels like a lot to have to manage and handle.
But she's going up the front step again without hesitating. And, you know, she's...
That's good.
So just, I know that she's an old dog. I get that. I know. But we just want her to be comfortable. It's not that we think we can reverse the situation. We just want her to not be in pain.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
Anyway,
the things we do for the dogs.
Oh, the
you
things
know?
We do for the dogs. It's something so, else.
I know.
So anyway, so we've got that shot tomorrow. But other than that, I thought my week was going to be kind of bananas. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, no.
Yeah.
So just some things shifted and are going to get rescheduled. And so I'm looking forward to Alex and Jackson will be here back this week because Sanford wraps up the semester mm-hmm. and then they'll be here. They leave next week for Japan, but they're going to be here for until they go.
And I know. So, it's hard to believe we're in May.
I know. It's
pretty
wild.
Much. Yeah.
It's wild. So we've got to get them packed. Jackson's mom's going to come to town and help get him organized. And then we will send them off next week. So it's
crazy.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's when I said bye to Caroline at the airport. She's like, when am I going to see you again? And I was like, graduation. And she was like, God. And I was like, that's less than 2 weeks.
Yes.
Less than 2 weeks is graduation. So
it's wild.
It just feels like it's been out there forever. So it's crazy. This is one other thing. I laughed last night and this made me think of our Patreon that we did with Annie B. Jones about mm-hmm. her new book, Ordinary Time. When I got home last night, you know, after I'd been at the airport, I'd been on the boat. I was like, I'm washing my hair. I'm doing the full thing. And yes. so I showered but I showered in Caroline's bathroom. And then I just went to bed with my hair wet and our bedroom was so cold and it's always that cold, but it hadn't been as cold in the hotel. So I wasn't used to being that cold. Mm-hmm. And I got in bed and like trying to warm myself up, but it made me remember I was laying there and I even started laughing how I used to love to play Little House on the Prairie and pretend that I was the kids in the schoolhouse when that blizzard hit and they all had to stay in. And I thought, I bet Annie B. Jones probably used to play that game.
I bet she did too.
I felt like she did too.
Uh huh. You wrap yourself up and shiver.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pretend we're just pioneer children in this one-room schoolhouse trying to survive the harsh winter.
Her tonight at her book event here, so I'm
going to
ask her.
Well, you can ask her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, find out if she ever used to play Little House on the Prairie, if she ever played Covered Wagon in her bed. Because I did.
Oh, gosh.
So now what we do have this week, and it will be happening by the time this podcast comes out, is our live show tickets are going on sale for the San Antonio.
Yes.
Listen, we're so excited. It mm-hmm. is going to be a time. Rumor has it that Perry Schenkel is probably going to get on stage at some point.
Rumor has it.
Mm-hmm. Bring your popcorn, which speaking of, that reminds me that he made my whole car smell like popcorn last week, but I'm not.
What?
Did I not tell you this? Did I just tell Aretha this?
You didn't tell me this.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, listen, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that I've decided that couples need to do in premarital counseling is you need to try to share one car for 2 weeks and then see if you still want to marry that person.
Uh-huh.
Because Perry put his truck in the shop before we left for Argentina because there were some things that needed to get fixed and that are still under warranty. So he's like, I'm putting it in. He just got it back today.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a month. It was in the shop for a month. So last week he was driving my car, which is new as of August to me. And I'm going to tell you that I have kept that car immaculately clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat in it. Right. I don't get fried food in it. I want it to smell great. Like I baby that car like no other. I get it washed at least once a week.
Yes.
And we got in Wednesday night, ironically, to go to this like marriage small group thing that we're doing with some friends. And I got in my car and he had taken it to the ranch that day. And I was like, what is that smell?
Oh, no.
I was like, what smells? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, it smells like hot popcorn. Like it smell. Why does it smell like hot popcorn? And he was like, oh, well, because when I was at the ranch today, I loaded corn in the back to fill all the feeders.
Okay.
And so it had heated up and emanated this smell. He assures me that, and I haven't gotten in it today, he assures me that he eradicated that smell over the weekend. We'll see. But I'm just going to tell you, hot popcorn smells great at the movies, not so much when you're just driving around town.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be interested to know how he eradicated that smell. I'd like to hear more about that.
I don't know. But if it smells like some sort of, I was about to say something I can't say, but if it smells like some sort of house of ill repute because he sprayed some sort of fragrance in it, I'm going to be equally mad.
Yes.
So, because then it's just going to smell like hot popcorn covered in bad perfume. So I don't know what he did, and we'll see if it's any better. I do know he took it to the car wash and had it all cleaned out today for me because he got his truck back.
But, he might have gotten you one of those real nice deodorizers that you use at the car wash.
No, I don't like those either.
I don't either.
Oh. So I was trying to, I was like, I do have that Hotel Emma spray. So I was like, I guess worst case, maybe if I spray that in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a good smell. But I was like, I got to do something because I was like, I can't drive around. I just, and then I felt like I came inside and I was like, oh, hot popcorn. So anyway, I know. But all that to say, y'all, the San Antonio live show tickets.
Perry's going to be with us.
Maybe, as long as we don't have to share a car.
Maybe. If things work out between now and then,
yeah.
Perry will be with us for part of the show. We have another special guest lined up. And so we're so excited about it. So
it's going to be a great one.
So those tickets go on sale. I have to look at my calendar.
Really fancy on Wednesday.
Yes.
They go April 30th.
Yes. And then they'll open up for the podcast audience at large. I think. I don't even want to say. I'm just going to say, check our Instagram.
Yes.
In case we get this information wrong.
Yes. I know. Aretha was texting me last week. She was like, did y'all say this on the podcast? Did y'all say? I said, we said all those things. And she was like, well done. I was like, yeah, I think we covered it. So, but just know the tickets go on sale. It's going to be a super fun show. It's October 23rd, which is a Thursday night in San Antonio. And I feel like end of October is just a perfect time to be in San Antonio. The weather's good. The river walk will be lovely. There's so many great places to stay and eat, and we'll do a whole great guide. And so anyway, it'll be a good one.
It'll be a good one. I can't wait.
So, okay. Well, with that being said, is it time for five favorites?
Favorites.
Yay.
And I mentioned on Patreon, we did a spring fling episode at the beginning of the month, and I mentioned that one of the things I wanted to do this spring was to find a bathing suit I didn't hate. And I got so many suggestions from people on Patreon and in my Instagram DMs. People told me what they liked, but I ended up buying two pieces from Land's End that, here's the thing, I don't want some crazy pattern, but I also don't want something like dull and boring.
Yeah.
So I got a cute little swim skirt that's got this cute pink and red floral on it, and then what they call their tulip tankini. And it feels a little bit like you're in... It just feels real athleisure-y. Like it doesn't feel...
Oh, that's
feel,
nice.
It's not
oh,
super,
that's cute.
It's not super heavy. It's because, my whole thing is I'm a swim dress. Honestly, you get in the water, they weigh 60 pounds.
Yes.
And so you're just dead weight in there. And so this is kind of sporty. But it's so comfortable. I'm so comfortable in it, and I'm really carried away with it. So
okay, it's real cute.
And they come sized in such a way so that like if you have a larger chest, you can buy a top that accommodates that, where you don't feel like everything has been smushed together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which
like
is important.
A kitchen sponge.
So. Yeah.
So I appreciated the ability to kind of customize my top that way.
Mm-hmm. And I like that this top is a little, like, it's not clingy. Like, no, I like that it's not. Like, it's got a little flow to it, yes, which is really, that's kind to
yes,
us.
It is.
Yes.
And it's not clingy on, but it's like, I think maybe in the right setting, I would always prefer a cover up, mm-hmm, but it's enough like clothes kind of that I yes, wouldn't feel self-conscious if I was walking around just, you know, like walking yeah, the pool in this. So
oh, that's good. Anyway, that's real cute.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Second thing is an Aerie product. I've gotten a couple of pairs of these. They're Good Day cover-up shorts.
Oh, these are cute.
But they're real cute. And you can find tops all over the Aerie site that would go with these and kind of mm-hmm, give you a set. So I got a baby blue pair and I have a sweatshirt that goes with those. And then I got a lavender and white check. And I have one of their lavender Good Day button-ups that goes with that. But they're just elastic pull-on shorts. So easy, but nicer than some of the other pull-up shorts that I would throw on to like paint a room, you know?
Yes, yes.
So I like the comfort aspect of them. Also, if you were packing to go somewhere, you could just roll them right up. They'd be good to go. So
really cute. Well, yeah, and even with just a white button down, they'd yeah, be so cute just to wear around. And I don't know if they still will be, but currently they're on sale for only $10.
Are they really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
No, I just looked. They're only $10, which makes me think I'm about to order 5 pairs.
Well, they've also got a good inseam. It's not like a 2-inch inseam.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a good inseam. So if you sit down in them, you still got some coverage.
Oh,
so
these are cute.
You know, I love shorts in the spring and the summer, mm-hmm, but you do have to be mindful sometimes about the ones you order. You can get away from yourself pretty fast.
Yeah.
if you're over a certain age and you sit down. So
yeah, you have some regrets.
You have some regrets.
Uh-huh.
The third thing this week is a product that Jamie Golden mentioned to me the last time she was over here. This was also in my kind of want to try list on the Spring mm-hmm, Fling episode. I purchased it during the Sephora sale. I love it. It is the Dew Instant Angel Face Moisturizer. Mm-hmm. This is the moisturizer that was one of the founders of SkinCeuticals, has created this Dew line. Oh. And it's got some lipids and things in it. I don't know anything about the science of it, but I know that it feels great. I really like the container it comes in. It's in more of a tube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a toothpaste kind of tube. So you can really squeeze that thing when you get to the end and get everything.
Oh,
little
nice,
bit out
yeah,
of it, but it's very moisturizing, and so I've been using it at night, also sometimes in the morning, but mostly at night. I really like it a lot. It's unscented, has no aroma whatsoever,
okay,
but it feels really good on my skin, and so I'm a fan.
Okay.
And then this next thing is also a skincare product. I saw it a few weeks ago, like it popped up on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think Alex is here.
There's Hold Hazel. On. Well, she's feeling good.
Alex, are you here? Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's just coming in and she hears him. But last year I got some Super Goop, just their sunscreen. But I've wanted a tinted sunscreen. And I like the Elta MD tinted sunscreen so much, but I don't like the smell.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of a smell. And this also has a little bit of a smell, but it's very, very mild.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Super Goop Protect Tint SPF 50. And I went into Sephora before I bought it because I wanted to test it, you know, on my skin to see which shade and all that, because it comes in a lot of shades.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I also bought this in the Sephora sale. I love it. It is a great just by itself layer. And for me, with my redness, it kind of evens me out a little bit,
mm-hmm,
if that's all I do. But then the Protect Tint underneath, like if I do my Ilia oil, if I'm doing like a full face of makeup, it's a great base layer. It doesn't make my skin feel heavy or like I've got on, you know, 4 different layers of things.
Yeah.
I really like it a lot. And
okay.
It goes on really well. It stays on. I think I'm locked in with this one for the rest of the.
Oh, that's high praise.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rest of the spring and summer. And then the last thing, Melanie, is some bread.
Because that feels right. That feels right.
But one night, Steph and Joey came over here and they brought a loaf of this Schwartz Brothers croissant loaf.
Mm-hmm.
They had gotten it at Costco and it comes in a 2-pack at Costco. That's the only place I know you can get it. But it's so good. And I love the croissant bread at Publix. This is better. It's denser. It's more buttery. It's the slices aren't huge, but, and it's actually, for whatever reason, it's reasonable in terms of carbs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. And it makes the finest piece of cheese toast. In the air fryer.
That sounds delicious.
I know. I had some earlier today with just some deli turkey on it and a piece of Swiss cheese. Mm-hmm. It was so good. But I really, really like it. And so I got another round of it when I did my most recent Costco order. And I just think it's a great thing to pick up, especially when people are about to have little people home for the summer, and and suddenly there are lunch responsibilities.
It's
a good little variation in the bread routine.
Well, this is great. Listen, I feel like you gave us a great variety today. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And I hope that, you know, everybody's bread needs will be met, and your skincare needs as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. While you wear a great pair of shorts.
That's it. So what more could you want? Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So, well, y'all, thanks for listening to this episode sponsored by the Graduate Hotel in Auburn, Alabama.
Not really.
Not really. But, not really. They don't know us. They don't know us. But
call us. You know?
Call us. Listen, we'll go back and stay anytime. So, anyway, but thanks for listening, y'all. Don't forget about the live show tickets, and we will see y'all next week.
We will see y'all next week. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.